Daniel Rodriguez took the long way to his roster spot on the Clemson University football team. He went to Iraq and Afghanistan first. His 4 years in the Army left him with a Purple Heart, a Bronze Star, and PTSD. He eventually decided that part of his recovery should include playing college football, and he tells his story in a new book titled Rise, A Soldier, A Dream, and A Promise Kept. Daniel Rodriguez joins me from NPR New York. Welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
You say that you joined the Army on a whim. That's a quote from the book. When did you begin to understand what it was that you'd signed up for?
I think upon my arrival into Iraq on the helicopter I was in, we took small arms fire coming into Baghdad. And I think then is when it hit me. So it was kind of one of those moments you realize that you're in it for the long haul and have to be more serious about what you decided to do.
At one point you write, and I'm quoting here, "I came to the conclusion that if I didn't do something with my life, then the Taliban would have won." Tell me about how you came to feel that way.
It was after my second deployment in Afghanistan. I was a part of one of the bloodiest battles, lost 8 friends that day, and 22 were wounded, myself being one of those. And I realized when I made it home, I was just in this lost state. This is after I'd gotten out of the military. You know, I was just in this limbo state of making excuses of why my life was the way it was. And I just realized that all that negative thinking and every time I made an excuse, it was a bunch of BS, because I had friends that had given their life for this country, and here I am trying to reap all the handouts that I can get instead of being proactive and doing something positive in my own life. And I came to the conclusion that if I didn't make the most of the opportunity, and that opportunity being life, then I was pretty much saying my friends died in vain. I wasn't representing the lives that they had given in a way that I should be living my life.
Tell us about the promise that eventually led you to devote so much time and energy to finding a place on a college football team.
It was late September. Me and my good friend, Kevin Thompson, we would just talk all the time, and you know, we would tell each other what we wanted to do when we get out of military, and you talk about, you know, how good you had it. And mine was to go back to school and try to play football again. I miss sports. We promised each other that we would get out of the military for one and do something that we wanted to do and not let our military careers define us as men. And 2 weeks later, he was killed in front of me during that battle of Kamdesh on October 3rd, 2009. And it was just tough. It was a tough loss for me, seeing a friend killed in front of me, you know, and having to send him home in a body bag. And what ultimately came of it was me fulfilling the promise, and that's where I'm at today.
You made a video of your grueling daily workouts that became a bit of a hit on social media. I want to listen to a little bit of that video now with you.
I'm not 18. No, I'm not a kid. I'm not coming out of high school. When I come into the locker room, if you give me a chance to play on your team, then I'm definitely going to show that I am there to play.
Tell me a little bit about how you think going public with your goal helped you to achieve it.
Well, it definitely put it out there, and the funny thing about it is I sent it out to college coaches, but it was password protected, and I just put it on YouTube to get a URL. Next thing I know, the dang thing went viral. But going public with it really just, it made me have an attitude of, at least I know I did everything I could. I spent my last penny hiring a friend who owned that production company to shoot that video. When I went public and it started going out there, it was like, well, I have nothing to hide behind now. Like, this reality might happen faster than I thought it would, and I just have to make the most of it.
Your video caught the attention of the head coach at Clemson, where the university applied for an NCAA waiver because your high school transcript was less than adequate. Just making the team was a major achievement, but you've done more than make the team. At least one highlight came during a blowout against Ball State, right?
Correct. Yeah, that was my first catch, my first reception as a college athlete, standing ovation on a 4-yard catch, and it was a great moment in Clemson history.
You make a point of establishing that you're a much better student now than you were when you were in high school. I guess you set the bar pretty low in high school, but talk a little bit about that transition.
It's true. As a high school student, I wasn't focused. My perception on life wasn't what it is now, and I didn't try. You know, I did the bare minimum. I was an athlete. I just did what I had to do to stay eligible. I had family issues with, you know, my parents being separated, where I really didn't have much supervision. As long as they saw report cards that I faked half the time were me passing, they were okay with it. And it wasn't until, you know, I had pretty much fought and killed for my education, you know, through the GI Bill with the military, where I realized, hey, you know, I'm better than that. And not only am I better than that, but I want to make sure that I get the most out of my education and put effort into my work. And it means something to me now, which is awesome. I made all academic ACC at Clemson, and that was one of the highest awards that I've ever received, because it pretty much justified that I had all the intangibles. I just wasn't using them the right way. And for me to kind of reflect back on where I came from with my education and see where I'm at now and how serious I take it, it's just that much more incredible for me to be where I'm at now.
In the epilogue of the book, you write, "I believe in my heart that I can play in the National Football League." You're not a huge guy. I don't need to tell you that. You know that. But have you received any encouragement along that line?
Yeah, it's funny. You know, we go to practice every day, and there's NFL scouts, and I'll make catches or plays, and I'll, like, kind of look to the sideline. You can see, like, an NFL scout, like, writing notes. I mean, that's encouraging. You know, I do believe that I can play. You know, will I? I don't know. Will I get an opportunity? You know, we'll see, but I believe that I can, and, you know, if the opportunity presents itself, then absolutely, I'll try to make the most of it and give everything I've got.
With Joe Layden, Daniel Rodriguez produced Rise, A Soldier, A Dream, and A Promise Kept. Daniel, thank you very much for speaking with me, and good luck going forward.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you having me.
To read my review of Rise and see an excerpt from the book, please drop in to onlyagame.org.